This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI.
So, I'm not an attorney, and many of us aren't, but luckily what we're watching with the Senate Judiciary hearing and this hearing with Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford, or Judge Brett Kavanaugh, and Professor Christine Ford, is luckily in some layman's terms, so we're able to kind of watch and, you know, deduce and come up with our own opinions, and I gotta give you mine. I don't know what the heck is going on. I'm just very confused. And mind you, I have a medical background, and I have a psychology background. So does she. She is a PhD in psychology. I was a PhD in psychology, but I'm just confused where some of her memory is clear-cut exact, and some of her memory is muddled to the point where actually she had to correct prior statements and prior letters. And this is some serious stuff. Whether you're on the Me Too side or the He Too side, with kind of like some facts. And so one thing that kind of struck me as odd, well, first it was really, really horrifying to hear her describe the assault. Any of us that have ever been assaulted, it's not very easy to hear. And so the description of it seemed very plausible. And trying to make eye contact with one of the assailants to hope that he would stop it, you know, that did send chills down your spine. But there were a lot of things that just started to strike me as odd in the story. So she had said, or in the recount, she had said that the music had been turned up. They had turned the music up, which happens. You know, you want to drown out screams, drown out, you know, and again, it's something that you see in the movies, and it's horrifying for any of us to watch. We, you know, once music gets turned up loud, you know something bad's going to happen. But then she described as the music was back down low afterwards. She apparently had escaped. She said she's with 100% certainty it was Brett Kavanaugh on top of her. Mark Judge had jumped on the bed a couple times, jumped on both of them. At some point, they tumbled to the ground. She's able to escape, run to the bathroom. But she was able to hear them go down the stairs, and the music was lower. Now, maybe the music was lower when she left the room, but it insinuated that the music got turned back down. She also said that the boys were very inebriated. They looked completely drunk. Well, somebody drunk is not going to be that adept and competent when it comes to decibel manipulation and varying degrees of sound where we're going to raise it and now we're going to lower it. When someone's drunk stumbling around, they're not going to really care about the radio being turned back down. She also had originally said in one of her recounts that Brett Kavanaugh was the one that pushed her into a room. Then today she had to correct it and said, actually, I don't know if it was him. It could have been Mark Judge. So you're saying you're 100% sure, but things are changing. Now, mind you, it happens. Okay, if somebody undergoes trauma, the memory will flail, and you will have blocks, and you will try to fill in the blanks. And that doesn't mean that a person is completely innocent, you know, if they accused you and you have to fill in some of the blanks because you don't remember all the parts. But we're talking about somebody here who's dad, who's, you know, has a career, being nominated for the Supreme Court, and you seem to have the clearest cut memory that it was him, but all these other surrounding events, no. Apparently, what was in debate before I got ready for my show was how she got home. She drove to this party expecting that Mark Judge was going to be there and her friend Leland. And I'm not sure how she knew Kavanaugh. I don't know if they set that up, if he was a stranger, if they, I'm not sure how they knew. Maybe she figured out who he was later after the fact. I'm not sure. But she doesn't remember going home. She doesn't remember who took her to the party. She doesn't remember how she got home. Now, maybe that's being clarified as the show was going on. Maybe it was a parent that drove her and then a parent picked her up. Or it was, but it sounds like she met her friends there. She claimed she didn't drink beforehand, which is fine. But she said that it looked like they were visibly drunk and that they had gotten drunk before they made it to the party. Now, how do you know when somebody got drunk? Now, if it was a party where there was no alcohol, okay, well, then you wonder, well, maybe they found alcohol at a different place. But, boy, that is a real key, that's a really tight piece of information, a tight memory she has of that, but not a lot of the other details. So it's very, very confusing. And then another piece that we just had heard prior to starting the broadcasting today was the counselor had in her medical records four people attacked her. She said that's erroneous. The counselor got it wrong. Now, some medical providers are wrong in what they document. You know, I said I took my medicine, and the doctor said I didn't take my medicine. So it does happen. But again, that's a big mistake to make in a medical record. Did four people attack you? Or did two? And how did you escape four or two or you know, four? That's a large number. And that's a big issue. And that's not an easy typo if it was a typed record. Four has the letter F, two. Yeah, maybe the F and the T are close by. But those, that's not a typo. That's a big difference. Just like Obama telling a biographer that he was born in Kenya. That's a big, you know, typo if that's not where, you know, that wasn't the facts. So I'm confused. Now we're being told that two men have come forward claiming they had assaulted her. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So two men have come forward to claim that they had the, quote, sexual encounter with Christine Ford at the high school party, and not Kavanaugh. These are two different men, independently, said they had the encounter with Miss Ford. Now, to recap, which is what's being described right now in the Senate hearing, Christine Ford was 15 years old. She wasn't driving at the time. Somebody dropped her off at a party near a country club or in a country club. Kind of confused if it was at a country club or not. And she said she got to this party. She was in a bathing suit, a one-piece, clothes over it. When she went to go to the bathroom upstairs,
Which also kind of confuses me, because usually these fancy houses have bathrooms downstairs, but I get, you know, somebody can be in the bathroom. But it sounds like there were only a few people there, like four, no more than, you know, 4 to 8 people. It sounded really small. They were trying to get a grip on how many people are at this party. But anyway, she went upstairs to go to the bathroom. And sometimes we do that. Like, you know, if I got to poop, I'm not going to do that in the downstairs bathroom. I'm going to try to find a bathroom that's a little secluded so I could do my business. So I get it. I get it, right? Or if I have to shave my legs, I'm going to try to find a razor. So I get that. That's all right. But she claims that when she went upstairs to find to go to the bathroom, somebody pushed her into the room. Originally, she said that was Brett Kavanaugh. Then she retracted that. Said she was pushed, who she believed it was, by him. Then she was pushed into a room onto the bed, and the door was locked of the room by Mark Judge and Brett Kavanaugh. Music was turned up. Brett Kavanaugh jumped on her, started groping her, had difficulty because she was wearing a one-piece. There was a lot of laughing. They were drunk. He was grinding on her. And Mark Judge kept jumping, either saying stop or urging him on. And then they fell off the bed. She was able to run, escape to the bathroom, lock herself in. And the boys start leaving the room. Music lowers. She hears them ping pong down the stairs because they were drunk. And then there's debate on whether there was a conversation with them and their buddies downstairs or not. I mean, we're assuming people still talked. She was able to, once she thought the coast was clear, escape, run outside. She felt relief that she was outside. And she didn't want to tell her parents because she was never supposed to be at that party. Well, now two different men have independently claimed that they were involved in that encounter. Apparently, they said they were at a high school party in 1982. The Senate Judiciary Committee said it interviewed the first man who came forward. Senator Chuck Grassley released a statement, this was yesterday, revealing that the man believes he, not Judge Kavanaugh, had the encounter in question with Dr. Ford. On Wednesday, a day before both Ford and Kavanaugh were due to testify, so this was earlier this week, the committee also spoke to another man who believes it was he who actually had the encounter based on the allegation. The committee said it interviewed the first man who took responsibility for the assault on September 24th. He was interviewed again on September 25th and described his recollection of interaction in some detail. The committee received an in-depth written statement from the man on September 26th, the same day they received a phone call from another man claiming he had the encounter. He explained his recollection of the details of the encounter. Now, the committee did not release the identities of either men, nor did it reveal whether it found their accounts credible or worthy of following up. Now, Maryland does not have a statute of limitations for felony sexual offenses. Now, Ford says she vividly remembers with 100% certainty it was Kavanaugh. She passed a polygraph test. Somebody said it was a two-question polygraph test. I don't know much about the polygraph test. But the media has reported she passed a polygraph test. And she said what was really scary is she thought that Brett Kavanaugh could have suffocated her by covering her mouth so she couldn't scream. So the fact that these two men come forward, two different men, saying that they assaulted her when she was 15, knowing well that they could now go to jail for felony. I mean, what's going on here? Are they trying to take one for the team? Are they trying to protect Kavanaugh? Do they feel like that's the right thing to do? Do they feel like it would come out in testimony, so they might as well come forward now because it would be less of a punishment? I don't know. What I think we're seeing is, and I've called this a mess because I can't use the words I really want to use on air. This is one huge of one cluster after another. Is there's been a behavior that has happened at these parties, especially these, you know, socialite, you know, Catholic school and you know, private school. They're known for having some real good parties. You know, people have money to burn. They're the ones that can host these parties. Okay, trust me. We've all been to parties, whether it's a poorhouse or a rich house or whatever. High schools are full of parties, people getting drunk, and people grabbing. That's what's happened. That's what's been, I mean, that's just unfortunately what's, you know, been the behavior, and it's gone on all this time, and, you know, guys trying to look up girls' skirts, you know, girls grabbing guys' butts, you know, commenting on their package. I mean, back and forth, stuff has happened. Maybe more on one side than the other, but still. Where it's really unsettling is how far back in the past is it in the past, and is there a seal? The past is the past. And so, in many courts of law, especially when there's no statutes of limitations, if something happened in the past, whether it was 3 weeks ago or 36 years ago, it could carry the same weight. And some people say it should. Others say, wait a second, how do you go back and change the past? How do you go back and make redemption? How do you fix something you did at a party? Now, some people could say, well, you can't fix it. If you touch somebody's boob, you touch somebody's boob. If you threw them on a bed and covered their mouth, you did that act. If you killed somebody, you can't take it back. So some people would say you can't take it back. Others will say, so a mistake I made as a kid when I was stupid is going to now destroy my life forever. It's not supposed to be that way. And then somebody could say, well, if that mistake ruined that person's life, why did this come out? Christine Ford said this came out. The memories were always there, but it came out in a marriage therapy session because they were remodeling the house and she wanted an extra front door. And I guess it came out when the husband was against the extra front door that, well, I was assaulted. And wanting that extra, I guess, access, I don't know, she didn't go into the detail why she wanted the second front door. But, you know, she obviously went on with her life. She obviously did well for herself. True, she was traumatized. But, again, for her to come out and say this is 100% him, then, you know, does she have anything to back it up? Instead, what we're seeing right now is, no, I have to protect, no, that I have to correct that. I have to clarify that. I'll try my best. I'll try, you know, I mean, these were some serious allegations. Very serious allegations. There's a lot at stake. Now, there's been discussion on why the vote's going to happen so soon. Well, think about it. What comes first when it comes to politics? The individual or the party? The party. The political party comes first. Always. That's what happened to Christine Ford, who wanted to remain anonymous with this originally. The party ends up revealing it through leaks to the media, and I'm not sure what the heck happened there. Republican Party, they need to get somebody in the Supreme Court. If it's not Kavanaugh, they got to start getting somebody else. So whether Kavanaugh looks innocent or guilty, or they think they have the votes from Murkowski or not, it's in the Republicans' best interest to get a vote, even if it's a no vote. Because then they can nominate somebody else. And my guess is they'll nominate a woman to hopefully prevent all this from happening. Which is not ideal. I mean, you want to nominate the person most worthy. But if the GOP needs to get somebody in office before January, or get somebody nominated, then they are going to have to put this to a vote, even if Kavanaugh doesn't look like he's going to get the votes. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
Christine Blasey Ford is continuing her testimony today in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee as she claims that Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her at a party back in high school. So far, the Republicans have yielded their time to Rachel Mitchell, a prosecutor from Phoenix. One of the things she questioned Ford about was a polygraph test and who paid for it.
Did you pay for the polygraph yourself?
I don't think so.
Okay. Do you know who did pay for the polygraph?
Not yet, no.
Then we hear from Senator Durbin on the certainty that it was Kavanaugh who sexually assaulted her.
Dr. Ford, with what degree of certainty do you believe Brett Kavanaugh assaulted you?
100%.
President Trump has postponed a scheduled meeting with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein until next week. The White House said they do not want to distract from the congressional hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So the CDC has given us now a number of how bad last year's flu season was. And a whopping 80,000 people were killed last year in the U.S. 80,000 people killed because of the flu. I mean, that's bigger than wars. That was one flu season. The director of the CDC, Dr. Robert Redfield, revealed the total number in an interview Tuesday night with the Associated Press. I mean, we knew it was a bad flu season. We didn't know it was this bad. Now, I guess the average number of deaths ranged from anywhere from 12,000 to 56,000, which, again, is mind-boggling. But 80,000 people died of the flu and its complications last winter. That's huge, according to Dr. William Schaffner,
a, not Shatner, but Schaffner, a Vanderbilt University vaccine expert. The tally was nearly twice as much as what health officials previously considered a bad year, three times more than an average year. Last fall and season was one of the more severe flu seasons we've seen. In fact, it's almost as bad as the one from 1976 to 1977 when swine flu hit hard. That's how bad this one is. We haven't seen a death toll like that in decades. Now, the season had peaked in early February, was over mostly by the end of March, but we started to see some of the other strains rear their ugly heads at the end of the spring. So the H3N2 was the nasty strain that's usually notorious for pandemics. That was the biggie. But then influenza B started to kind of circulate last spring. That wasn't as deadly, but it still took some lives. Now, the flu shot covers for an H3N2, H1N1, swine flu, B, and then a quadrivalent, a four-tiered vaccine, covers another B. Also, you can get the flu twice. You can get the flu once, and you can get hit by another strain. There's tons of strains that cause the flu. So Dr. Redfield told the AP News Network at an event in New York, "I'd like to see more people get vaccinated. We lost 80,000 people last year to the flu." CDC officials do not have exact counts. Why? Well, first, not everybody reports the flu. When I get the flu, I don't really go to the doctor. I mean, maybe I put it on Facebook, but for the most part, I go home because I don't feel good. I lie in bed and I go, "Oh, I can't move. Oh, I can't move. I feel horrible. I hate getting the flu." I haven't gotten it in a while because of the vaccine, thank God. But man, I remember getting swine flu back in 2009. It was horrible. Thought I was on death's door. Gosh, I prayed. Thank God he listened. But still, man, that was rough. That was rough. Flu is nasty. And so I don't go to the doctor and get, I know there's no antibiotics. I'll drink a lot of fluids, take some Tylenol, maybe take some Advil for the pain, take a lot of hot showers, drink some hot cocoa, grab my Blakey, cuddle up with the kitty cats and the doggies, catch up on, you know, my TV shows, and I just try to work through it. The other thing, too, is we're talking about flu-related deaths. It's not so much that the flu kills you, it's the pneumonia that could set in, or the heart attack it could induce, or the asthma exacerbation, or the COPD exacerbation. So somebody could have a heart attack in January, and on their death certificate, it'll say heart attack. But if nobody knew that that person had the flu a week or two prior, it's not going to be counted as a flu-related death. And yes, the flu could put you at risk for heart attacks. So the CDC uses statistical models to make their estimates. And they say that this 80,000 figure is preliminary and it may be slightly revised, but they say it is not going to go down. The number, if at all, would go up. Also, fatal complications include stroke. So we have to look at cases of people who had stroke. I mean, yeah, I know they use a statistical analysis, but I would like somebody to, why don't we contact the coroner's offices or the hospitals? And maybe we ask all the hospitals, that should be pretty easy, that if somebody comes in during flu season with a heart attack or stroke, ask them when they had the flu last. And then document in red letters that they had the flu. Now, you can't always relate a heart attack or stroke to the flu. But if we start to see that somebody has a heart attack within 5 days of getting the flu, or a stroke within 1 week of having the flu, then maybe we'll be on top of, maybe we'll be, you know, a little bit more protective. Maybe we'll be a little bit more aggressive. Maybe we'll be on it a little bit more. So they say this number eclipses the estimates for every flu season going back to the winter of 1976 to 1977. I don't know how many people died in that one. One of the biggest flu pandemics was the 1918 flu. That killed more than 500,000 Americans. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second. Well, that was back in 1918, so they didn't have medicine back then. Well, we really don't treat everybody with the flu with medicine these days. We do have Tamiflu. We do have some antiviral medications, but the average person, and this is important here, the average person doesn't really get treated for the flu. Yet back in 1918, we had a pandemic that killed 500,000 Americans. Don't think just because that was the year of the Titanic, it's not going to happen in this modern day, 100 years later. No, it's... Oh, wait, was year of the Titanic 1914? My bad. Sorry. Yeah, we're playing a replay from 4 years ago. Yeah. The 1918 flu pandemic killed 500,000 Americans, and all they had at the time was fluids, rest. I mean, maybe we know better now to isolate. Maybe we have hand sanitizers. So maybe it wouldn't be that bad, but here's my problem. If a flu back then was able to do that, it could very easily come back again and hit us now. And again, it's not just the virus that scares me. It's the pneumonia. I mean, did anybody look at if we had so many more flu deaths, did we have a big spike in pneumonias? And if we did, were these pneumonias that were resistant to antibiotics? Were these viral pneumonias? Are these pneumonia strains getting just as vicious as the flu strains? Now, pneumonia to me is vicious no matter what. But are we looking at a pneumonia who is outsmarting the pneumonia vaccines? Are we recommending pneumonia vaccines to everyone who needs them? Some of us need boosters. So I think we need to not let down our guard. And I understand some of my listeners say they can't take the flu shot. They get sick. I get that. Again, I don't want you getting sick. I don't want you getting Guillain-Barré. There's, you know, one of our listeners said he had a neuropathy, demyelinating neuropathy syndrome from his flu shot. I get that. I understand. It's rare. Not everybody's going to get that. I mean, I'm going to get vaccinated this year. I'm going to make sure my family's vaccinated. Yeah, there's always that one in a million chance there's a side effect. But if flu killed 80,000 people in the U.S. last year, I think we have a higher chance of getting killed by the flu than by whatever happens to us with the flu shot. So the CDC, of course, is, you know, warning people, and, doctors are gearing up for a bad flu season. For you guys, somebody's at work sick, get away from them. Tell them to go home. Make sure you do have hand sanitizers nearby so you don't pick up and touch your mouth. Make sure you're well hydrated, well slept, well fed, good vitamins. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak. speak, speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia for 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Mitchell wants to know, why don't more medical schools do what NYU is doing, where they pay for medical school for their students? Would that help with the doctor shortage? That's a good question. We didn't talk much about this. You guys heard how NYU Langone Medical Center is giving free tuition to all their medical students. Now, this is a story that broke about a month or two ago. And it's New York University School of Medicine, about a month ago, announced that it would cover the tuition of all its students, regardless of merit or need. Their excuse was they want to help fight the overwhelming financial debt facing graduates. Now, it's one of the coolest things I've ever heard a medical school do,
But it definitely caused a lot of groans. Imagine all these medical students that weren't lucky enough to go to NYU and be able to get this. This is like winning the lottery. A free medical school education. Wow. NYU is a good school. There's tons of other good schools out there. There's amazing medical schools out there. Troy University of Nevada, where I teach. Fantastic. Not free. So when NYU's initiative comes now, right, it makes you think, well, should other schools follow suit? I actually say no. I mean, I just have a problem with giving stuff away for free. You know, we're animals in the animal kingdom. We want to hunt for our food. We weren't designed for there to be a buffet. I mean, I do that for my cats. I see my cats. You know, we got Shakaboo. We got Zaji. We got Snow. We got Snappy Tushy. Well, she's called Snappy, but, you know, I got Snappy Tushy. Get your little Tushy. And then we got Spider. And I set up a buffet for them. I do. They got their dry food. They got their pate. They got their little meat cutlets from their Friskies. And then they have their water. It's Frisky's pate. Trust me, I don't give them caviar like, you know, they show in the movies. And they go up, they do their buffet, but they don't look happy when I feed them. They don't look happy at all. Shake looks at me, because he's the male, like, I don't want to be relying on you. I want to hunt my own food. Bring me a bird, bring me a mouse, let me hunt my own food. I even see this with my own animals. They don't want to just be served. Now they're hungry, they'll take the food, but they want to hunt. We as humans want to feel like we earned it. Now, we've learned in society to like getting free things. I get very excited when I come across a coupon for 20% off my dress order. If I'm ordering a dress online, I'll Google the coupons, I'll find a coupon, and I'll be able to knock off, right, let's say another $20 or $40 or whatever from that dress. I'm like, wow, all right, I just got something for free. It's exciting, but why is it exciting? Well, it's exciting because it's rare. You rarely get something for free. So if medical school is something that's free, we'll let anybody become a doctor and we'll pay for it. It just loses that aura that it's not as special. And you kind of need some skin in the game. I had to bust my butt in medical school. Because if I didn't, and I failed, not only would that fail future patients, but I would have loans I would have to pay and no way or means to pay it. Borrowing hundreds of thousands of dollars to get through your schooling is sometimes an incentive to stay in school and to do well and to pass. If you didn't pay for it, you're like, oh, it's too hard. Well, I don't lose anything. No big deal. Then we're going to have a lot more dropouts. We're going to have a lot less people taking it seriously. Now, some people would not believe me. They'd say, wait a second. You know, for someone to get to NYU, they obviously have to be motivated. They have to be a good student. Medical school changes you. Medical school drives you to your limits. You doubt yourself. You doubt if this is something you want to do. Seeing a kid die. Seeing somebody, you know, writhe in pain. Seeing somebody get cancer who was a good person. Went to church every week of their life. That starts to shatter your faith. And so you may say, you know what? It's heartbreaking what you see going through medical school. That's really trying. But you go, you know what? I can't be dealing with a couple hundred thousand dollars of debt. I'm gonna have to trudge through it. Free school, I don't think is the way to go. Is it going to fix the doctor shortage? Well, people aren't not going to medical school because they're worried about debt. I mean, any college degree you get now, if you go to an out-of-state school, you're going to be in a similar debt. So it's not that. That's not what's preventing people from wanting to become a doctor or stay in medicine. It's the lawsuits. It's the regulations. It's the, you know, having to now fight and compete for jobs with non-doctors. There's a lot of things now that has made the medical climate so cloudy where you can't sit there and have a happy place going, okay, well, if I get through this, if I get through school, I'll get to have my practice. I'll get to have my certificates up on the wall. I'll have an office. I'm going to have a real nice nurse. No, it's not like that at all. I never had my own office. I mean, I had my medical clinic, but I mean, did I have an office with a room where I could have people sit down and have candy and no. Yeah, and some of my nurses were nice, some weren't. You work for somebody, you get the nurses that they hired. Hopefully they're good, and the majority of them are. But the fantasy that people have when they're like, well, I'm a doctor, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, when you realize that that isn't, you know, realistically going to happen, you go, you want to know what? Maybe I'll spend my $50,000 a year getting a different degree. And maybe I'll get out of school quicker. Maybe the problem is medical school takes too long. But in order to be a good doctor, you need to have seen a lot. The more I see, the more I know. The more I could say, you know what? I saw that 10, 15 years ago. The more variety you get. So, you know, maybe other medical students or medical schools will get funding. I mean, I think it took like $450 million to fund NYU's effort for all those years of free school. But that's not what's going to fix the doctor shortage. You know, doctors not getting paid what they feel they deserve. Doctors working for free. Doctors doing long hours. This is what they don't want to do. I mean, it blows my mind that now obstetricians, many obstetricians, they won't deliver babies on the weekends or nights anymore. And good for them. They have a right to do that. Now there's people called laborists, where they are just hired by the hospital to deliver the babies. So if you come in and labor, laborists will deliver your baby. If it's in the middle of the night or on the weekend. This way, your OB doesn't have to be working 36-hour shifts and become half asleep. So, I mean, you know, medicine is changing to allow people to have more of the lifestyle they want. But I think it's the lifestyle. I think it's the threat of being sued. It's the government threatening to take away your license if you write too many narcotics. And, you know, you go into medicine because you want to take a paintbrush and you know, develop the art and your art in medicine. And it doesn't sound like anybody's giving you the paintbrush. It sounds like they're giving you a rubber stamp. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.